Welcome to episode number 27 of the Digital Madvertising Podcast. Can't believe we're at episode number 27.
Yes,
and we're talking
27.
All about exes today. Whether it's, I guess, you know, your historical exes or Twitter, or I guess we can't even say it anymore, but it has now become X. So, Winnie, we were just talking literally before Connor hit the record button. What is your opinion on all of this? Like, I mean, is it literally just a... Is it an FU to the things that have been happening with Zuckerberg and Threads? Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is a rock the boat moment where this reminds me of like election time where you have to choose a side. And I really think it's a rock the boat moment, and it's really creating a divide that's allowing another social media platform to just come through and thrive. I think that's going to happen. But between the two of X and Threads, or Elon and Zuckerberg, whatever they come up with, I really think they are, one, I think they're very wise and smart in playing off of the traction they got from the whole walrus move and the fight and whatever. That didn't happen. So now it's, oh, okay, well, instead of that, then we'll release Threads and X. And I feel like X is a walrus move. It is going nowhere. It is like, I'm going to sit on you and not do anything, or I'm just going to do what you do. And we're just seeing repetitive behavior between the two, which just really leads me to believe, in my opinion, and lean more toward it just being reactionary.
Yeah, no, it's well put, and you're right. I mean, it's, to me, I think I was saying too, it's like not thought out at all. And it's, I guess, what is it? It's almost been, today's the 27th. So I think Twitter officially turned to X like the 20, yeah, almost a week ago. So again, this episode is all about the artist formerly known as Twitter. But, you know, and it feels like Elon Musk has really dominated our podcast a lot lately, which is unfortunate. But Twitter is such a massive thing. But I figured for this one, you know, talking about X, I mean, it's literally, you know, why Elon killed the bird. And to that point, it's 17 years of just branding and hard work that you know, Jack put into play when he started Twitter back in the day. And to me, it's kind of heartbreaking because it's actually stupid to say that, but it is like kind of like, you, 17 years is a lot. Like, I'm 34. So seeing Twitter, even though I feel like I've really only been invested into Twitter maybe since 2016, like from a news standpoint, like once all this crap started happening with, to your point, elections and political stuff, like, or just things that were happening in the world, I'd go to Twitter to see like different sides of different opinions and to be able to form my own opinion. And I like that about Twitter, but it's grown into, I think that's why the dude that started it, Jack, has left a long time ago. And now with what Elon's doing, but like, yeah, I think you're totally right. It's reactionary. It's like, literally our world we live in now. What can I do to get more, you know, views, more likes, more clicks, regardless of the ramifications? And I guess in this point, this dude's so rich, he doesn't care about anything that the Twitter legacy has had or advertisers in general, because nobody's advertising on that app. But yeah, it's really interesting, especially the timing with Threads coming out and all of that.
And I don't think that he's realized how much he's cheapened the brand. I think if he and Zuckerberg actually just took a pause for a second, saw where they could benefit from each other, then we would see the differentiators between Threads and X, and we would gravitate to the one that applies to us most. Twitter, as we've known it over the years, like you said, has been the news outlet on social media platforms, and they should have leaned into that and stayed there. You know, it's like Fox News and Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. They know their demographic. They know what they serve best.
And they just stick to it.
That's
regardless.
It. Yeah. And Twitter should have just stuck with that, you know. But now it's, hey, let me get everybody's attention that's on social media. When in fact, if you don't have a target audience that you go after, you're just shooting aimlessly. And I feel like both of them are just, they're shooting darts in the dark, and hence the dark mode. Look how zen you are right now. They both lean into dark mode, both making it look like something that is a replica of the other. And I wouldn't be surprised if a collaboration happens soon that really a lot of people aren't into.
Totally. So. Yeah. And so to further that, just like pulling some stuff from CBS News, you know, over, again, this past weekend, x.com, which now redirects to the former twitter.com. But again, it still says that you can or invites people to tweet. So I'm curious about what that'll happen. Again, not thinking that through. And then it goes on to say that, and this is from the CEO of Twitter now, because Elon is no longer the CEO. I think he stopped being in that role, what, like 2 or 3 months ago. But from Linda Yaccarino, forgive me if I just butchered her last name, but it said the rebrand is another step in an ongoing transformation of Twitter, an online watering hole for hyper-connected people that aspires to become an app that can do everything. That sounds like so, I mean, just like literally, dark what? Mode. Like, why do you want, yeah, dark mode. Like, but why, like, you want to do everything? What right. does that mean?
It's crickets here. Yeah. You cannot do everything.
Straight up.
Do what you do best exactly. and stick to that.
When he just said that. So, I mean, yeah, it's interesting. So, but I guess, you know, just looking at like why X, apparently Elon's got this thing for X, like the letter X, X Corp is again his corporation with this, and he wanted to both ensure freedom of speech, whatever, and as an accelerant for X, the everything app, that's kind of just his background for why he wanted to name it that. But we'll see what happens. Again, I figured, you know, from a standpoint of getting on here and looking at some of the just ramifications of it, we were looking at some of the news that is already populated from it too, and it's again just not thinking through of all of this, but just like some little tidbits I was reading and telling Connor and Winnie, but like in Manhattan, they decided to just take the Twitter sign down. And, you know, when you do that, you've got to get zoning and all kinds of that. But I guess, you know, if you're a billionaire, you don't think that stuff right. through. And he said, you know, tear it down. And so halfway through it, or more than most of the way through it, they got stopped. And so if you go on Twitter or X or wherever you get your news now, there's a giant just ER dangling there. So like, just hanging out in Manhattan. So I thought that was pretty funny. And then another thing is that they just confiscated a dude, his account. I think it was a gentleman from Japan or China, but had X as the account, and like literally the at X account. And I was telling Winnie too, they literally were just like, hey, we'll give you a tour of the facility in a gift bag. And like literally people, you know, brands or what, like let's look at it this way. If a brand went to somebody to buy that social handle, let's think of it this way, like Wendy's. If like they right. got onto Instagram and some girl named Wendy, like has the account Wendy's, and you know, they're like, oh man, this Instagram account, like, we got to get this. And think of, this is probably already happened, or it's definitely already happened, but like them going to somebody, they're going to pay a ton of money for a handle like that. That's just like the world we live in. So again, just kind of like a black flag of just non-ethical business of Elon Musk and X, and just kind of a billionaire's attitude. I can do what I want and take what I want, I guess. I don't know. It's just interesting. What do you think about that?
I think it's a power move. I really think it's a power move of, I mean, X is, like you said, is so common across so many industries, so many verticals, that it really just looks like a power move that's not really happening. Mm-hmm. It's like you're trying to make a statement without really making a statement. And we've seen that since the very first day that he came in and took over Twitter. It's not every day of waking up to uproar and to news of X or Twitter. It hasn't been a surprise. I think now we're at the place of looking for more consistency and what's happening with, you know, the takeover instead of so much disruption.
Yeah.
For me, anyway, that's, in my opinion, I don't want to wake up and see, I expect change with the takeover. But when does that change level out? When is there going to be consistency so we know what to expect? Mm-hmm. But right now, we don't even know. We don't know if, you know, ads are going to continue. We know that ad spend is decreasing, but we don't know if that ad space is still going
to
be available.
And like, why would you even want to go?
Right.
Know? Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's a great point.
But the great thing about it is we've been talking internally. We even had an amazing meeting yesterday with our social media expert, our in-house social media expert, Sydney. She's going to be joining us in just a bit. She's going to dissect what her opinion is of Threads and kind of go, you know, back and forth with Chris and I on what we think of X. But y'all just stay locked in. You're going to hear Sydney in just a minute. Okay. Okay, Sydney's joining us in the studio as our subject matter expert. Really excited to have this in-house conversation. You've heard Chris and I kind of dig a little deep into our opinion of X, a little bit on Threads, how it's really reactionary. But of course, we have to get an expert's opinion on Threads because we definitely don't want the conversation to be one-sided. So, Sydney, what's up? How's it going?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Amazing. I'm so excited to hear what you think about Threads. Chris and I have really gone in on X and the name and Twitter and Tweet. But we're excited to hear about what you're seeing on Threads. We know we had a really good meeting yesterday, talking about Threads and what you're seeing. So just give us some of your expertise on what's going on with Threads, what you're seeing, and what your prediction and projection is.
Okay, yeah. So Threads is really fun so far. I think it's a great opportunity for larger brands, maybe some brands that people have forgotten about. We've seen some really great examples with American Eagle, Ritz Crackers, some bigger brands like that are getting a lot of traction on Threads. I think that as far as smaller brands go, it's a lot harder for them to grow on Threads unless they already have a large following on Instagram. I think in order for Threads to be able to keep up with Twitter X, they would have to become more searchable. Every social media platform is becoming a search engine these days. So without hashtags or keyword searches, things like that, there's not much you can do to grow unless you're really hitting the mark, getting in on those conversations. So I think it's a great opportunity, but it might be a limited opportunity for some brands.
Well, I know we were talking about in our meeting yesterday on how social media managers are really driving the audience and the engagement on Threads for these big box brands and keeping their audiences engaged. Would you say that Threads is like an alter ego of Instagram? I've seen so many people post like my Threads account is different from my Instagram account. So do you think it's more of like an alter ego approach, or what do you think the strategy behind it is?
Definitely. Something I've been saying is that if you are taking the same tone that you're using across other social media platforms, it's not going to work on Threads because Threads is a lot more conversational, a lot more personable, and these brands are really showing their personality, especially the social media manager's personality. Something that I said in our meeting yesterday was that, take the example of Celsius on Instagram, it's very like, we are Celsius, lots of promos. And then on Threads, it's, I am the social media manager who runs Celsius. And people are eating it up. They're actually really coming to the defense of this social media manager. So it's really interesting to see how that will play out for the brand. Like, are they connected to the brand or are they more connected to this person?
That's interesting. Well, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into that next week. Thank you so much for joining us, Sydney. We'll have Sydney back again, but this is episode 27, and we are out.
We are wrapping up this podcast today, talking all about the artist formerly known as Twitter. Let us know what you think. I mean, again, we talked all about Threads in the last podcast and the benefits of it. Sydney just dropped a bunch of knowledge for you. So literally, if you're on Threads, go and give Digital Ignite a follow. If you are on Instagram, any of the socials, go give Digital Madvertising a follow. But yeah, let us know your thoughts on all of this, the back and forth between Elon and Zuckerberg. But give us some follows, give us some love on the social. But thank you so much for listening.
Let us know what you think. Drop some comments. We want to hear from you. And next week, we're going to recap some of your comments and chime back in on it. Y'all have an amazing week.
See ya.